Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said he's alarmed by reports from the UK that the British government is considering a ban on prosecuting four British soldiers who served in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. It's claimed the planned legislation could be announced next week. The Taoiseach told the Dáil that it would not be something the government here would support. He said the Irish government stands with victims of those bereaved on all sides who have a right to justice. A short time ago, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said any unilateral move from the Stormont House agreement would be a breach of trust as far as the Irish government is concerned.
The Irish government is very clear. It has an agreement in place with the British government and with the parties of Northern Ireland and indeed with many victims organisations. And that is the Stormont House agreement of 2014. Any unilateral move from that would be a breach of trust as far as we are concerned. For us, the victims are the priority, and the victims will remain the priority.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking a little while ago. We can talk now to the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy MacDonald.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Thanks for joining us on the programme. You're saying that the government here must stand up to this British attempt to what you describe as give state forces immunity. What should and could, what's open to the government to do, do you think?
Well, Brian, as your listeners will probably realise, this issue around how we deal with the past, with the legacy of the past, the hurts of the past, has been a long-running sore and a very vexatious issue in Irish political life. But as far back as 2014, the parties in the north and the two governments signed off on the mechanisms that we need to give information, to give comfort, to give closure, to give access to justice to families that have been hurt and harmed. And the truth of this story is that from the get-go, the British state has used every opportunity to block, to delay, and to frustrate the delivery of that agreement and those mechanisms. And I cannot overstate the level of distress and anxiety and anger and hurt that has resulted for countless families.
If we're now at a point, though, Mary Lou MacDonald,
the British state. Well, if I could come back to my question,
which is, what can the government do? If the British intention here, and we're basing this discussion on reports, we haven't any official formal confirmation of this, but if this is the British intention to take unilateral action, what can the government here do?
So the agreement that I was describing to you that has been dishonoured countless times by the British government because they are determined that no British soldier, whether it was in Ballymurphy or on Bloody Sunday, will be held to account for their war, their dirty war in Ireland. The agreement in 2014 afforded us the mechanisms. It's an international agreement. They are binding obligations. And the Irish government, in the first instance, has to be very forceful in its exchanges and its engagements, not just with Brandon Lewis, but indeed with the Prime Minister, with Boris Johnson. I think we need to ensure that the government uses all available diplomatic channels across Europe and internationally, but particularly in the United States of America, to exert maximum pressure on the British state to come in line, to cease their unilateral action. But not just that, not just to stop acting unilaterally, but to actually get back to Stormont House, get back to what we agreed, and to demonstrate some level of respect and some level of humility for the absolute nightmare that they have caused and sustained for countless families now.
The reports today also suggest that an amnesty would apply equally to paramilitary suspects, including former members of the IRA. Would immunity from prosecution for those individuals also be something Sinn Féin opposes?
Well, let me just say this very clearly to you, Brian. What the British here are proposing is not to give any level of comfort to members of the IRA or any other group. This is about their boys. It's about their soldiers. Bear in mind, thousands of IRA volunteers spent tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands cumulatively of years in prison. Indeed, young nationalists and Republicans didn't have to have committed any offence to be rounded up and interred.
But we also know that perhaps hundreds of IRA.
Brian, you've asked me the question.
Well, I just want to remind listeners that hundreds also of former IRA members received letters of comfort, telling them as part of a deal between Sinn Féin and the British government around the time of the Good Friday Agreement that they wouldn't be prosecuted. Now, the suggestion that the British have made more recently is they could still, under certain circumstances, be open to prosecution. Would immunity for them be something Sinn Féin would support?
Well, can I tell you that under the peace agreement, and I'm sure you and RTE are aware that part of the peace agreement was dealing with prisoners that were in prison, Brian, serving sentences, and there was an early release scheme. And following on from that, there was an arrangement made in terms of those that were described as on the run. I have to tell you, and you should know this, that at no stage have we argued for an amnesty for anyone. But to make the point again, the British action now has nothing to do with those individuals that you've cited, but Republican prisoners, and has everything to do with British soldiers. And just to remind you, 367 people were killed by officers, by soldiers in British uniforms. Do you know how many convictions there were from that? Three. Of those three, one of those convictions was overturned, and all of those three returned to their regiments and, in fact, were promoted.
Was made, the
so
point
the
was made, Mary Lou McDonald.
Consistently,
yeah. The point
has
was made, though.
Consistently acted in
okay.
this way,
and
it's
think
time
you've
to
made
draw
that point.
A line on
but
it.
But the point was made just a few years ago by the then Attorney General of Northern Ireland, John Larkin, that it was time to draw a line in the sand here. Because of the passage of time, every year that goes by, it's harder to build a case, to find evidence, to identify witnesses, to pursue a successful prosecution. It was time to end all of this now.
And the longer this goes on, the more difficult it will become. And you remember that when the then AG made those comments, they were met with absolute shock and horror and a good deal of anger, not by political people just, but by families who have waited in some cases. And let me repeat this, because I think sometimes the enormity of the injustice that has happened here doesn't possibly register fully with those of us who live in the South, as it's called. People who have been denied inquests, people whose loved ones were shot dead by state forces. They get no information, no investigation, and now it seems the British want to go the extra mile and ensure that nobody will ever be held to account, and that is not acceptable. So the government here needs to use all of the international allies that we have, all of the diplomatic power that we have, to tell Boris Johnson and his friends in government that is not acceptable, and that not only Ireland but the international community will call them out and call them out hard on that.
Mary Lou McDonald, leader of Sinn Féin, thanks for talking to us on the programme.